Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wood goes all the way around to score. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Larry reaches second base with a double. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Boros moves to second. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Boros scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground that hits Fernandez. Fernandez is out and Larry is safe at first. There goes Fernandez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to third. Wood moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boros. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Turk Lown. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. Brown drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ginsburg out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wood is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.